Hello, welcome to Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. Today, Dr. Wayne Nguyen, Director of Psychiatry at Chalk Children's, and Dr. Alexandra Roche, a pediatrician in Chalk's Eating Disorder Clinic, are here to discuss eating disorders. Dr. Nguyen and Dr. Roche, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you.
Hi.
So I want to get started with, what can parents look for that may be signs of an eating disorder?
I think that there are many things that parents can look for that would help them to see that a child may be having an eating disorder. I think the first thing is that, you know, preoccupations or just more concerns about their body image, and then spending a lot of time in looking and preparing for food, isolating themselves, maybe changing their diet, and even more concerns about their weight and weighing themselves more frequently.
Sometimes kids with eating disorders will start wearing baggier clothes than they used to wear. They'll actually have a change in sort of their behavior and almost their attitude. So they become a little bit crankier, more irritable. And then also they become more isolated. So they used to be involved in a lot of activities and they start to withdraw from those activities.
I think the other thing that you can notice is that, you know, kids who start to change their diet and or moving into some sort of a more restrictive diet for reasons that, you know, the parents may not see.
What's interesting is, of course, a lot of us talk these days about healthy eating, and so we want to encourage healthy eating changes. But what happens with these particular kids is that they become almost obsessed with healthy eating, the type of food that they eat, and they become very restricted in the food choices that they make.
I think the other thing that you can look for is other signs and symptoms maybe of other mental health problems like depressions or anxiety that may exist or coexist with these types of disorders.
You know, you have family that notices some of these changes. If they do suspect a family member or a friend of having an eating disorder, what should they do? Mm-hmm.
It can actually be difficult to determine if someone truly has an eating disorder. So it's important to not ignore the signs. If you do see changes in eating behavior, weight loss, other concerns, it makes sense to go and talk to your physician. A physician can do a thorough medical evaluation to make sure there's no other reason for these changes. So we would look at things like thyroid problems or something called celiac disease or inflammatory bowel disease. Make sure that your child is, in fact, healthy from that standpoint. And then we can start talking about, could there be some other reason why they're not eating the healthy foods we want them to be eating and why they're losing weight?
I think that's a very reasonable recommendation for someone who is suspected of an eating disorder is to initially making sure that there's not anything else that may be causing the problem.
So what are some of the medical side effects of having an eating disorder?
There's actually a lot of medical side effects that people may not always associate with eating disorders. One of the common ones that we as physicians worry about is what we call an electrolyte imbalance. And that's where you get changes in potassium, phosphate, sodium levels. And those changes actually affect the way the human body regulates itself. So you can end up having seizures as a result of that. You can have swelling of your skin as a result. You can actually end up having what we call cardiac arrhythmias, which is where your heart beats differently. And that, in fact, can actually lead to sudden death. So pretty serious medical problems. We also worry about situations such as increased kidney stones is associated with bulimics. We can have patients who, if you start vomiting a lot, you actually get tears in your esophagus. And in a worst case scenario, you can actually get a rupture. So a number of different medical complications that are actually quite serious.
I think there are other long-term side effects of the eating disorder that you have to think about also is bone loss, problems with your heart function and structure, mm-hmm. depending on what kind of eating disorder you have, problems with your teeth, loss of enamels.
Mm-hmm. One of the common ones that we see, of course, in girls is loss of periods. It's almost a hallmark of having an eating disorder such as anorexia, which again can lead to some of the bone loss issues.
How does Chalk's multidisciplinary team approach to treating eating disorders benefit Chalk patients and their families?
I think the main thing that we provide for these families and patients is that we provide a very comprehensive approach to treating the disorder. We're not just looking at one specific area, but we are able to look at all areas of a person's life and incorporate that into their treatment plan. So it's not that we have physicians, but we also have psychologists and nutritionists who are a part of the team to help us to provide a broader range of alternatives to a treatment plan that is not just consisting of just one thing.
by having this team approach also, we also offer support to the families. We cannot deny that this is a difficult disease to manage at home. So you may come to the clinic for a one-time visit, but we know that we need to continue to offer that support in the home. So by having all the different elements of the team participate during your visit, we kind of help guide families on what they should be doing back at home and how to contact us when they need additional help.
And the other thing is actually that many people don't think about is that having a multidisciplinary team actually is a big support for the people who are treating these disorders, because these tend to be chronic or long-term and that they are very difficult. It's easy to become discouraged or to not pay attention to things over a long period of time, but having other people in the team kind of support each other, help us be able to do this in a longer term basis.
And it's important to reemphasize this long-term chronicity of eating disorders. It can take over 5 to 6 years for a patient to fully recover from an eating disorder, and that's while participating in one of these multidisciplinary teams. So again, we become almost like a second family and help support everybody during this process.
How will CHOC's mental health initiative support adolescents in our community who are struggling with an eating disorder?
Well, I think one of the big things that we can help the community is to provide expert care to the community, to the family or the patients who require expert help. That's one thing that is, I think, lacking in the community is expert care in a multidisciplinary setting. We are able to bring together a broad range of disciplines to treat this illness. In addition, we are looking at expanding the number and helping the community to expand the number of experts in eating disorders so that we can care for these families, not just at CHOC, but also throughout the community.
Important for local pediatricians to also how to recognize an eating disorder, how to work up an eating disorder, and what are the important elements of their care. So we've talked about the multidisciplinary approach, knowing that you need a psychologist, a nutritionist, and the important role of a pediatrician in the care of your child is important.
Wonderful. Are there other resources people can look for to learn more about what you both have spoken about today?
I think the internet is always there, but it's a kind of a hit and miss on the information that are provided there. Some important sources of information are the National Institute of Health. It's fairly reputable. And then there are other sources of information that are usually from other large hospitals or universities that may be helpful for the parents to initially look at. But then again, a lot of the information may be gathered from their treating providers.
Thank you for listening to CHOC Radio. You just heard Dr. Wayne Nguyen and Dr. Alexandra Roche discuss eating disorders. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from CHOC Radio. Visit CHOC.org/blog for more information or follow CHOC on social media. We are at CHOC Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we are at Facebook.com/CHOC Children's. Dr. Nguyen, Dr. Roche, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.